Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Amanda Elam. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years, co-founder and president CEO of Galaxy Diagnostics, an early-stage medical diagnostic company. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Also, research fellow with the International Diana Research Institute out of the Babson College. Amanda, thanks again for being here. You brought us this four surveys of women business owners conducted by the Diana International Research Institute, DIRI. And I want to talk about your company in a minute, but before we leave the research, is there anything about this research that just was so compelling? It was something that you thought either you didn't see or it just really solidified something that you knew about women business owners. What do you think?
That's a really great question. I actually have been monitoring a lot of the other research, and I would say that our findings for women were really similar to what we found for men. I just think we asked some questions that weren't asked on other surveys that were interesting. And so, for example, one of the questions that's really interesting to me was strategies for mitigating the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And contrary to stereotypes of women, right, less than 15% said that asking people how they were feeling about, the public health situation was an important strategy. Rather, we had over 60% said communicating early and often and detailing company strategies to address the crisis were the most important, and listening more than usual.
Once you start making payroll, you realize that action comes first and feelings come second, right?
Well, and it's a stereotype, right? There's something we've seen in the other research is that in that seat of leading a company, women and men behave very similarly.
Mm-hmm.
And so this research really supported that and I think really challenged some of the stereotypes out there around, it's about the job, damn it, not necessarily about the gender of the person in the job.
Well, when you're up against it and you got no way out, you can't. If you've taken on this role, if you become a business owner, you very quickly learn that you either fight or you don't make it, and it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. That's an outstanding report that you've given us, Amanda, and we appreciate it very much. But I want to switch over now and talk about what your company, an early-stage medical diagnostic company, how you've shifted and what you've been doing to contribute to the coronavirus issue.
That's a really great question. We're Galaxy's a small infectious disease company. So yeah. One of the first questions, and we're working with technologies that take us beyond the limit of conventional detection with a focus on direct detection. So one of the first questions that came up once the crisis started is, should we drop everything around our focus on flea and tick-borne diseases? So, Lyme disease and calf scratch disease and other diseases that can be linked to chronic illness. We thought, should we go do COVID testing? And that was huge. So in the middle of trying to save the company, right, like cash flow-wise and what government relief is going to be available, the other part was, should we completely pivot and change our strategy, and are we needed? Like, I know we're small, and Yeah, but in North Carolina, we're in lab work country. So we're one of the largest labs in the country right next door, and we thought, well, surely they can handle all of it. And so, but there was a whole question of, it was just really fascinating, Jim. It's like, how long is this going to last? All that uncertainty that everybody else was worrying with was kind of double for us.
Take us out of suspense. What did you decide?
We decided not to do it.
decided to stick with your knitting.
We decided to stick with our mission. Yep. We decided, and it was a really big deal. We still
that's hard to do.
I guess you could say receive judgment. Yeah, we still get people saying, "Well, what do you mean you're not?"
Yeah.
And the answer is, you know what? We made a call. We just made a call that it was more important right now for us to focus on, you know, the patient populations we serve.
Knowing when to focus and knowing when to pivot is among the hardest decisions any business owner will make.
Right. But with all the funding for COVID, there is a gold rush going on. I think you see it with the over 80 vaccines, right? We know they're not all going to make it, but the same thing's happening in testing.
Do you have any perspective on the timing and the efficacy of the vaccine coming out? Are you confident that we'll have one soon and that it will work?
I think they've got the top three candidates are performing well in clinical trials.
Yeah.
What I think is going to happen with the rollout, I think there's still some uncertainty around the vaccine. Like, is it one vaccine? Or are they going to have to do a new one every year, like flu?
Right.
And what's the rollout going to look like? I think the rollout is going to go to healthcare workers and the most vulnerable, high risk people. So, and I think we're going to have a lot of resistance from the anti-vaxxer community around whether another vaccine is necessary.
Exactly. Well said. Amanda, this is an awesome report. You always make us smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jim.
GalaxyDX.com, is that right? Is that the website? GalaxyDX.com, I think it's the website. Or Amanda Elo. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.